Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing everyday life here at Cedarville University. We will explore the awesome moments and also the sorrows. But Romans 8:28 reminds us that, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Well, Joseph, welcome back. How are you?
Doing great. Excited to be here.
Good. I'm glad to have you. It is day 521 for you.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
I don't like hearing it, but you know.
Why not?
Because it means I'm getting closer to having to leave. I love being here, so.
I mean, don't we all? But look, you've got a little bit under half of your time left.
Yeah, but that means I'm over halfway done.
That's it is kind of crazy.
Feeling.
Don't take it for granted.
Seriously.
Okay, let's talk about some of the stuff that you've put in your journal entry. So the first thing, Brock Stars is coming along pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a Christmas EP coming out. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So last semester we released an album, and that was like a lot of what like last year was focused on, just our writing and stuff. And then I have always loved Christmas music, and so. Towards like the end of last semester, I was like, we should write a Christmas EP. So we've got plans to do it. We've started writing. We've got one song fully written, about halfway through another one. And then our goal is to do a couple of like fun little covers just to round it out. So I'm super excited. It's going to be fun.
Do you have a release date yet?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but it's okay. Supposed to be like end of November.
Okay. So you're really working on it.
Yes. Yeah. Because we want it to be out so people can listen to it for Christmas. So.
Sure.
If we release it on Christmas, you can listen for a day, and then you're like, well, not Christmas time anymore, and you move on. So
yeah.
It should be out like end of November. So,
okay, that's really exciting.
Yeah, we can't wait.
So also in the journal entry, you said, I started attending Sunday night equip groups at Shawnee Hills Baptist Church. What are those, and tell me about them.
Yeah, so every Sunday night, after obviously we have Sunday morning service, that evening they have the men and women come back. And then they have two separate groups. They have the men's equip and women's equip. And then we work, both groups, like, will work through different books. There's no, like, interconnecting, but there's just the women's group and
right.
The men's. But so the men are working through a book called Spiritual Leadership, which is, it's an old book. It was written in, like, the 60s, I think. And really, it's actually a sermon that some guy gave to a bunch of pastors. And they were like, you should transpose us into a book. And so he made it into a book. And it's like, if you talk to anybody who's in any level of like pastoral leadership or something, they've almost definitely read it. And almost all of them say it's had a pretty profound impact.
Oh, wow.
On like, yeah, on their life and how they like approach spiritual leadership. So it's been really good so far. But we get there, we talk about a chapter in like a big group and just have like a mini sermon about it. And then we break off into small groups. That's like 5-6 people with like one leader. And we just kind of discuss some questions about it and then just kind of talk about like how we felt about the chapter, what it's kind of saying to us. And it's been really, really cool. I say further in the journal entry, but like it's really cool getting to be in a small group with people who are in such a different age, like lifetime than me. Because in college, you're all surrounded by people between the ages of 18 and 22, 23.
Right.
And so everybody I know is my age. Almost all of my interactions while I'm here are people my age. And so there is some amount of like, not just a Cedarville bubble, but like a like life stage bubble. And this gives me a chance to talk to somebody who is an electrician at Cedarville. And he has kids that are all older, out of the house, married. Like he has grandkids. And that's entirely different than where I'm at. Or like a guy who is a father in his like late 30s, and so I get to hear about, you know, what that stage of life is like. And then I have somebody in my group who's a recent Cedarville grad, and I got to get to hear about like what is life out like outside of Cedarville, like just past graduation. So it's been really, really cool. I've really enjoyed it. Already been making some good connections there, and it's a way that I've been able to like dive more into the local church and make some connections that I haven't been making before.
Of course.
Yeah.
What has the content meant for you? The content of the book or of the group?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, especially this last week, we were talking about who does God call to be spiritual leaders and how does that work? And a lot of what it came down to is like, I think everybody in some sense is being called to be a leader or a spiritual leader, especially when it comes to men. And so like you have to figure out where that is and how you can apply it. And one of the big things I got this week was with my little brothers. Like I love them to death and I love getting to talk to them and hang out with them. And there is some way that any little sibling will look up to an older sibling, especially at this stage in life that like I'm at and that they're at, where they like are looking up to them. They're trying to get, they see them as a role model. And there's some ways that I'm called to leadership in that. And also there's ways that I'm called to be like pushing them towards the Lord and pushing them towards Christ and the way that I like interact with them. So, yeah.
And it is nice because you get to interact with people who are not a part of the Cedarville bubble, which you also mentioned in the journal entry. I'm sure that's a bit relieving to some degree.
Yeah, it helps you see, honestly, it helps you see how life can still be like Christ-centered and like how I, like there's very much a possibility of pursuing Christ in the same way I am here.
Right.
Even though I won't be necessarily constantly surrounded by people who are all in love with the Lord and people who, and like constantly surrounded by professors who are pouring into me in chapel and all that stuff. So
we have to learn that at some point.
Exactly.
The world isn't the Cedarville bubble.
Mm-hmm. And that, yeah, getting to meet with people that are outside of that has been really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome that you're learning that now. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to the last episode that we did with you. You mentioned that academics weren't what you wanted it to be, maybe a bit too easy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now you say this week that it's been a lot.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Yeah. So like pretty much right after last week, I had a bunch of projects due, or the last 2 weeks, but I had a bunch of projects due really close together. So I had like a big algorithms project I had to turn in. I had a linear systems project where I had to do some stuff in MATLAB. And then on top of all those different things, had like my average normal homework for all those classes. And I have a speech coming up, so I've been needing to work on that as well.
That's so much.
Yeah, so that all in 1 week. And then I had an exam on Tuesday. So,
Oh, my word.
So all of the homework went well. I was able to get it done. And I've just got a couple of friends, like I said, that I work with that have like been really helpful and being able to keep me on time with getting homework done and make it a little bit more bearable. But
and you mentioned that you've been tested on the Philippians 4:6 motto that you're going for.
Yeah.
Which Philippians 4:6 tells us don't be anxious about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I had an exam this last Tuesday, so maybe 2 days ago now. And leading up to it was trying to really like dig into that verse too, because I can get a lot of anxiety about grades. And so I just wanted to really like lean into the Lord and be like, I trust you, like you have a plan and whatever your plan is best. And so trying to not stress about it, but then still putting in the work, doing some studying. So I studied hard for it, got to the exam, and it is possibly one of the hardest, if not like the hardest exam I've taken.
Wow.
Here. It was really rough. It was one of those exams where it felt like everything that I studied was not covered on the exam. So I put all this time into studying.
Yeah.
And then I get out of it and it's like, I didn't look at any of that. And so
I know
like,
what that feels like.
Yeah. And the exam just really not doing great. And then like right after the exam, just being like, man, that was awful. But I mean, it's always a little bit encouraging whenever you get out. Like I got out and I saw my friend and she looks at me and just gives me a thumbs down. And so everybody I talked to was kind of on the same page with it. So that's always at least a little bit encouraging that at least I wasn't the only one that was struggling with that exam. But even like right afterwards, one of the first things I did was go to Philippians 4:6 and go to Matthew. Oh, I can't remember the verse. There's the Matthew verse where it's like it talks about how God even feeds the birds, or he clothes the
right, yeah,
like flowers and stuff. And it's like, so if he cares for them, think about how much more he cares for you. Just immediately going to those and trying to read those and keep those on my mind. And anytime I start to feel stressed about the fact that I don't feel good about the exam, I try to again just jump back to those, so that instead of me letting myself spiral in anxiety about the possibility of getting a really bad grade, I just trust that, you know, God knows what's going on and God's got a plan. So
no matter where we're at in our time here, we all get bad grades.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic that you understand how to respond to a bad academic grade.
No.
Rather than, like you said, letting yourself go down a path that may not be healthy for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's been a struggle, but I've definitely really been focusing on it and trying to like center myself on the gospel.
Yeah. Keep doing it for sure.
Yeah.
All right. To wrap it up, you mentioned that you went to Alt One.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good time.
So much fun.
And the foam dance party was fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Cedarville's Got Talent was awesome. All right. So much fun. I love that. The talent show is super cool. All the acts were really awesome. I still can't believe that guy could solve a Rubik's Cube while juggling. Like when he first got up on stage and just solved the cube, I was like, okay, I mean, that's cool, but like, I can solve a Rubik's Cube. That's sure. nothing crazy. And then he kind of walked away. And one year there was a guy that solved it with his feet. So I thought maybe he was going to solve it with his feet. I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. And then he grabbed like the balls. And I was like, what is going on? And then we just start watching this guy juggle. And he's doing tricks while he's juggling and solving his cube. It was nuts. Like,
not to mention doing it in front of a crowd.
Yeah, serious. With like music playing. So he's got a million distractions. And here he is juggling. And he dropped it maybe once, and then had like such a cool recovery whenever he dropped it, walked over, and then like picked it up with his feet while still juggling. Like, so impressive. That was really cool. All the acts, super fun. I had a friend who was in the a cappella group that did it, and they were fantastic. Loved them. So yeah, super fun. Had a blast watching that. And then went to the foam dance party, and that was wild. So the people who were we were talking to some people who were setting it up, and they were like, honestly, the foam just kind of dissolves right as it hits you, so you probably won't even get that wet. Like, you're not going to have to worry about it. I went in there with a sweatshirt on, and it was like I was wearing 400 pounds on my body. Eventually, I just took it off. I still had a dark shirt on, but I remember taking it off, and it was just it was as if I jumped in a pool. Like, it was drenched, and it wasn't my sweat. It was the foam. We got right in the middle, and then you just get splattered with this foam, and then you couldn't see. Like, I'd be with friends, and then you just see this layer of foam cover everybody, and you can't see anybody. Everybody just disappears. It was so much fun. Eventually, we were in the middle for a little while, and then eventually we just kind of, like, moved to an outskirt of the, like, big mob, and then just had our friends, like, hanging out and dancing. It was awesome time. Did ruin my favorite pair of Vans.
That's so unfortunate.
The foam, I think it made some of my, like, the color from my jeans bleed into the shoes. Yeah, because they were, like, a cream color with some flowers on them, and then now they're, like, blue. Instead of cream.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so I think
it's a core memory.
It's so worth it. I would ruin those shoes every day to have that. Like, that was so much fun. It was great. I woke up the next day so sore. Like, my neck, I was headbanging because you have to headbang to some of those songs, you know, and my neck was like dying. My back hurt. I couldn't walk, but it was so worth it. Would do it again.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, super fun.
Well, Joseph, thanks for catching up with me. We'll check back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and the journal entries of our cast. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.